You're lying in bed at 3 a.m., wide awake, again. Your mind races through tomorrow's to-do list while you mentally calculate the dwindling hours until your alarm goes off. Sound familiar? One in three people will face this battle at some point in their lives, and for 10% of adults, it becomes a nightly war. Here's the cruel irony. The harder you fight for sleep, sleeping in on weekends, chugging extra coffee, forcing yourself to stay in bed, the more elusive it becomes. This approach combines cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, with acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, creating what researchers call the sweet spot, strict enough to work, flexible enough to live with. It's about working with your body's natural rhythms rather than against them, transforming your relationship with sleep from an exhausting struggle into a sustainable partnership. Sleep operates through two synchronized systems, sleep drive and circadian rhythm. Sleep drive builds as adenosine accumulates in your brain from the moment you wake, creating mounting pressure for rest. Your circadian rhythm, your internal 24-hour clock, orchestrates hormone production and body temperature through melatonin and cortisol. The catch? Your body clock runs slightly longer than 24 hours, typically 24.2 hours, and needs environmental cues to stay synchronized. Morning sunlight is essential, delivering 10,000 lux compared to indoor lighting's meager 100 to 500 lux. Evening blue light from phones delays melatonin production by up to 3 hours, signaling your brain it's still afternoon. This explains why just go to bed when you're tired oversimplifies a delicate biological process. For healthy sleepers, this synchronization happens automatically. For insomniacs, the rhythm has broken down. Why do some people bounce back from sleep disruptions while others spiral into chronic insomnia? The answer lies in the 3P model. Predisposing characteristics, your baseline vulnerability, maybe you're a night owl or anxiety prone. Precipitating events, life's curveballs like a colicky newborn, job loss, or chronic pain, and perpetuating factors. Consider George, whose sleep was initially disrupted by his newborn. Months after his baby started sleeping through the night, George still woke at 3 a.m. His well-intentioned responses, sleeping in on weekends, driving instead of biking to work, increasing caffeine, actually perpetuated his insomnia. These compensatory behaviors weakened his sleep drive and confused his body clock, creating the insomnia spiral. Each attempt at short-term relief dug him deeper into dysfunction. The encouraging news? Since behaviors perpetuate insomnia, changing them breaks the cycle. The challenging news? Breaking free requires temporary discomfort, doing things that might initially worsen sleep before improving it. Imagine a tug of war with an insomnia monster. You're pulling hard, exhausted, yet not winning. What if you dropped the rope? This is willingness, accepting your current reality while taking actions aligned with your goals. Here's the paradox. Sleep becomes more elusive the harder you try to force it. Research shows that sleep effort, consciously trying to fall asleep, backfires. Willingness means accepting whatever tonight brings, whether sound sleep or wakeful periods. This doesn't mean giving up. It means shifting effort away from forcing sleep in the moment toward behaviors that promote sleep over time. Most optimal sleep effort happens during the day, not at night. CBTI requires physical discomfort, restricting time in bed, avoiding naps, and emotional discomfort, anxiety, frustration, plus trust in the process for weeks before results appear. Without willingness, people abandon these practices prematurely. Practice dropping the rope when anxious thoughts about sleep arise. Approach your bed willing to experience whatever unfolds. This reduces the struggle feeding insomnia and creates space for your body's natural sleep mechanisms. Willingness is a skill. Each act builds capacity for the next challenge. After ruling out disorders like sleep apnea, choose between two behavioral approaches. Stimulus control therapy, SCT, retrains your brain to associate bed exclusively with sleep. Insomnia creates competing associations, worrying, scrolling, lying awake. SCT restricts bed to sleep and sex only. Leave the bedroom after 20 minutes awake, return only when sleepy. someone sleeping 8 hours in 8.5 hours achieves 94% sleep efficiency. Their brain knows bed equals sleep. Someone spending 9.5 hours in bed but sleeping only 6.5 hours, just 68% efficiency. Sleep restriction therapy, SRT, limits time in bed to match actual sleep, consolidating it into deeper, more restorative periods. If sleep efficiency falls below 90%, restrict your sleep window to your average total sleep time, minimum 5 hours. At 90% efficiency, add 15 minutes. Below 85%, reduce time in bed. This seems counterintuitive. Sleep less to sleep better? The insight? 6 hours of consolidated sleep often feels more restorative than 8 fragmented hours. Both approaches work equally well with consistency. Your exhausted mind generates thoughts like, I'll never sleep tonight, that trigger frustration and activate your nervous system, making sleep harder. Cognitive strategies address this through 3 approaches: changing what you think, cognitive restructuring, when you think, designated worry time, and how you relate to thoughts, mindfulness and diffusion. Cognitive restructuring challenges distortions by examining evidence. I can't do anything to improve my sleep becomes less convincing when you recognize many controllable factors. Designated worry time schedules 10 to 30 minutes daily for focused worrying earlier in the day. When bedtime worries arise, remind yourself, mind, you can absolutely worry about this, but not now. I gave you time earlier and promise more tomorrow. This works for any bedtime thinking, planning, reminiscing, problem solving. Mindfulness and diffusion help you step back from thoughts rather than getting entangled. Visualize thoughts as a television ticker scrolling across a screen, sing them in a funny voice, or simply respond with, "Thank you, mind," in a compassionate tone. These cognitive approaches complement behavioral strategies by addressing the mental processes that feed the insomnia spiral. After 6 to 8 weeks, evaluate progress using sleep log data, total sleep time, efficiency, time to fall asleep, and awakenings, plus daytime improvements in productivity, mood, and concentration. The top 3 maintenance practices are maintaining a consistent wake time within 15-30 minutes daily, going to bed only when sleepy, and getting out of bed when awake and frustrated. When reintroducing old habits like naps or sleep-ins, modify one behavior at a time and track results for weeks. Identify typical sleep disruptors, work stress, relationship issues, illness, schedule changes, and prepare proactively. Occasional sleep disruptions, lapses, are normal but become relapses if you respond with alarm or compensatory behaviors. If insomnia returns, quickly resume your program. Remember that occasional lapses signal healthy flexibility and living fully. The goal isn't perfection, it's sleeping well enough to live richly. In a world promising rest in pills and peace in apps, we've forgotten that sustainable sleep comes from working with our biology, not against it. Your body already knows how to sleep. Your job is removing the obstacles you've unknowingly placed in its way and trusting the process. Drop the rope, embrace willingness, and reclaim the restorative sleep that's been waiting for you all along.